Here's a bit. It's about a good man. A man that was really better than Christ to Moses, the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger was so good that he never waited for a thank you. Cleaned up the whole town, did it all for you, and split. What's with that putz? What, the schmuck didn't wait? Mama made coffee and cake and everything? The hell is with that guy? I got my hand out like some jack-off. He's on his horse already. It's a Lone Ranger. So what the hell does that give him? What an asshole. Is he kidding, that guy? Schmuck, I'm standing like this with a mayor, with a plaque and everything. I'm going to punch the shit out if I ever see him again. Now, take it easy, Dominic. Take it easy, my balls. Is that guy kidding me? Look, it's a Lone Ranger. You good-natured schmuck, you ain't got a quarter. You don't know about him, he's got a problem. Going to analysis, he can't accept love. Yeah, in fact, we don't even need him anymore. He comes around here, you know, we recognize the mask with snot on us, disgusting. But he likes to go through it, so we play it out for him, you know. Here's his favorite bit, we say to him, "Hey, you, what do you got a mask on? You an outlaw?" This makes him really crazy. "I'm an outlaw, I'm an outlaw. You should be an outlaw like I'm an outlaw. Why do you got a mask on?" "Never mind, I'm an outlaw. Get away, kids, I hurt people." Is that believable? I'm an outlaw? Is that you get kicking the ass for being nice to me? I'm out for number one from now on, brother. Nobody's gonna shit on me. I'm out for number one, boy. Number one is the one, and then they get it later. Nice guy. How come the asshole leaves bullets in? I don't know. That is weird. Sure, he's nice. A nice guy leaves bullets for kids to fool around with? I told you what the innuendo is. Dr. Ehrlich, the magic bullet. What's that? Syphilis. He's telling you a sly subtle way that the whole world has syphilis. Dr. Ehrlich, the magic bullet. Of course. What do you think he rides off with his mouth closed? Are you kidding with that? Of course, when he gets way out, he puts audibles. Who was gonna dose? He laughs ass and pulls off the saddle. Oh, yeah? Well, that's what I need. I'm gonna wrap the shit out of him. Get the horses ready. I'm gonna punch them first. Hold the fire in the north fridge. Hold it. Okay, mass man, I'm gonna whoop the shit out of you, buddy, right now. Goddamn, took us about 15 minutes. Boy, you think you're pretty goddamn smart. You're hot shit, ain't you, buddy? Look at these kids here, made up a Homintosh in the song Thank You, Lone Ranger. There's your hero. The man that's too good to accept thank you from little children. Little children with their crepe paper costumes. Right now, buddy, you're gonna explain. I'm gonna whoop the hell out of you right now, yeah?
I'll explain if you get your goddamn hands off me. You see, the reason I never wait for thank you, I sent the boys to college.
What's that?
That's right.
That's right. Oh, goddamn, all the masked man's a Jew.
Of course, schmuck, that's for never talking the radio.
Now it's time to follow in your books and learn three new words in Yiddish with Shazam Hackensack.
Hack me nish kein chaynik.
Still driving like a fool, Hackensack?
Got my dinner in a paper sack right here, burger. Want to snort?
Your radio-free booze's most sober correspondent.
Not for long, burger.
The longer the better.
I gotta see a Joker and I'll be right back.
Keep 'em wild.
Scott or Oscar?
Either that wallpaper goes or you do.
That's all you're in the raid, right? That's all. You see, Zugnis, some Christians are coming.
Oh, it's the same. The reason I never wait for thank you is that, well, supposing once I did wait for a thank you, just for a supposition.
Thank you, Mass Man.
What's that? Thank you, Mass Man. Who said that?
I said it. Thank you, Mass Man.
Thank you, Mass Man, little son. Is that what I've run away from? Oh, Gazincident Pippet. Thank you, Mass Man. What a goddamn fool I've been to run away from that sound. It's beautiful. Let me hear it again.
Thank you, Mass Man.
Thank you, Mass Man. I'm going to get a thank you, Mass Man, every goddamn day. I'll get a book full of thank you, Mass Mans. And trade them in for a bridge lamp, perhaps. Thank you, Mass Man. That's what I don't mention. Thank you, Mass Man. Thank you, Mass Man.
And now, when I'm old,
I can lean back on my thank you, masked man. Oh, yes, I can't ride anymore. Would you like to see a little something I did? Look at that. Thank you, masked man. Then a day comes by. It's almost 5 o'clock.
Where's the thank you, masked man, ma'am? Has the thank you, masked man been here today? You do have a thank you, masked man, for me, don't you? I thought it would last forever. I've led a very flamboyant existence. I pissed them all away. You don't have any, do you? Just give me one till I get to the next town. One thank you, masked man.
There are no more thank you, masked man. The Messiah returned. All is pure.
Standing underneath the bridge outside of San Antonio, so I got my semi home to my baby's arms. Well, I barely saw him thumbing in the rain another hippie, looking like he never did nobody harm. Got my brakes on, slowed her down and stopped, and I looked around. Got a ride with a woman all alone. I saw the taillights of the Cadillac. I picked him up, get smaller in the rainy dawn outside of San Antonio.
What is this to do with me?
Well, you see, men like Jonas Salk, Lenny Bruce, and J. Edgar Hoover, these men thrive upon the continuance of segregation, violence, and disease. The purity they just protest a need for, they just feed upon.
You mean?
Yes, without polio, Salk is a putz.
Well, then, I'll make trouble. Because I must have a thank you, masked man. At all costs. This way, what I don't have, I don't miss. That's why I always write off.
Well, goddamn, masked man, boy, you can talk your ass off, buddy. What are you talking about, all this commie horse shit? Thank you, masked man. The kids fell asleep. Wilbur's got blue balls. He's got to get back to the base. Now, I don't give a... Hey, you got me dizzy with all that bullshit. Thank you, masked man. Look, buddy. Look, I'm here. I'm working for the city. You understand what I mean? And I'm just here to take a picture for the examiner. We'll get the hell out of here. Now, come on, shape up and accept a present. We can haul ass.
A present? All right, for the children, I'll do it. No ashtrays, sir. Give me the Indian over there.
Oh, Tonto?
Yes, Tonto. Whatever the Spick Halfbreed's name is, I'll take him.
Spick Halfbreed? Goddamn, you can't have Tonto.
It was this world, Tonto.
Yes. Yes, well, that's better than I can do. Wait a minute, I think I'll cut eye holes in this mask. Then I can see, too.
And so, that way, masked men originally able to see bad men.
Incredible. Why, those colors, they're so psychedelic, Tonto.
They rich.
Let's cut around the back of this rock and smoke some dope. Why, this is astounding. I've never had this feeling before.
Me change. Me feel now like me like Indian. Before, me never like Indian.
You know, you've got something there, Tonto.
If I can, you want some?
Yes, let's have some more. Boss, hit pounds on... Where do you suppose that came from? Well, I guess we'd better get out of here so we can get back in.
You're talking mighty funny, stranger.
Oh, wait, who's that? Let me pull my gun. What gun? Now, where a gun? Do I have to pull a gun?
Ordinary character.
If I really wanted to shoot him, you suppose I'd really... Hi, Doc.
How you doing, Ranger?
I'm doing okay.
Killed any Indians lately?
Not me. Killed any Indians? No.
Crazy trigger fingers?
No, I haven't shot anybody in just the hand for such a long time.
Creased any skulls?
No, I haven't creased any skulls. No, I've just been sitting in Hollywood with my old actor friends Wait a minute. This shouldn't be in the script. This man is confusing me, Tonto.
What's the matter? Are you on a non-violent trip,
Let's
Ranger?
Let's get out of here!
Drop those coconuts, Ranger.
He's still with us.
You can't lose me.
He's inside the coconuts. Are you the sound effects man?
No, I'm the voice of
him,
the Straits.
Him, your bummer. Kimasabi.
Sergeant Bummer of the Straight Corps. I want to know why you haven't been violent in your last three scripts. And you too, Tonto. No anti-Indian jokes. What's the matter?
Me like Indian now.
How come you like Indians? You painted them for 14
years. Me same color as Indian now.
Yeah. He is an Indian.
No.
I've been meaning to tell you this.
No.
Before. 16 script episodes.
We've been hiring an Indian all this time to kill Indians?
Tonto is an Indian. And not only that, someone keeps playing my theme music too loud!
Bullshit, that's what I want. Tonto the Indian.
Look, buddy, his name ain't Tonto. It's Tonto, and you can't have Tonto.
Bullshit, I want Tonto. I want Tonto the Indian.
God damn you, freak. I want to tell you, what the hell you want Tonto for?
To perform in a natural act.
What?
You heard me, to perform in a natural act.
Masked man's a fag. Ah, he's a fag. The fag man. Oh, Lord, I'm getting dizzy. Don't look at him. He's the bad fag man. Oh, the masked fag, bad fag, dad man.
This was the meaning of the fag 30 years ago. This is the meaning today. But it is a measure of the bitter divisions of our era that the symbolism of that fag should have become distorted and degraded by the partisan extremists of both New Left and Old Right. The fag must not be captured by the repressive legions of the right, nor must its meaning be destroyed by the frustrated demagogues of the left, who find a cheap and easy outlet by reviling it and dragging it in the dust. The fag is a symbol of the unity of America. We must not allow it to be perverted by the forces of disunity, whether birchers or weathermen, that today are abroad in this land.
You fag bastard, you. God damn it, kids. Max, man, I never knew you were that way.
I'm not, but I've heard so much about it. You know, I like what they do with fags in this country. The punishment is quite correct and consistent with most of the law. They throw them in jail with a lot of men. Very clever. Wash them up and get them ready. And I tell you what.
Dear, where's the dead cat?
It's in the soap dish.
But there's soap in the soap dish.
Yeah. The cat's in the soap.
What?
Yes, dear. There's a whole dead cat in every bar of dead cat soap.
No!
Give me that white horse, too.
What?
React!
Ah! Ah, you twisted fag bastard. Ah! The horse for the act. Mm-hmm. Get off him, Tonto. That's terrible. Mass man, goddamn him. Old fag man, mass man.
What was I saying? Dear, when your breakfast is ready.
Really, dear? Gee, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Good.
Well, what's for breakfast?
Horse pie and a short stack.
Oh.
Would you rather have horse and eggs? It's up to you.
The breasts are supported on the feminine body by various muscles and ligaments. Some of these muscles reach upward and fasten on the collarbone. Others fan outward to the chest. The health and elasticity of these supporting muscles, Tonto, has much to do with the shape and firmness of the breasts. Yes, Tonto, the manner in which you exercise and the skill with which you select your bra will determine the health and elasticity of these supporting muscles, assuming the tissues are not already destroyed beyond repair.
Yes, Tonto, breasts reach their normal state of development after puberty.
You never talk about breasts before.
What suddenly happened in your head?
What was in that cigarette?
Wait a minute.
Your period of stresses and strain will come to an end, and you will be able to enter social and group activities confidently.
Take a bite of this silver bullet.
When I catch a kid.
Your breasts are definitely tied with your general physical health and makeup.
My breasts are tied!
Your weight, your height, your type of contour, etc.
Buying a flask.
This article.
Yes, Tonto, I've known breathtakingly beautiful women who use dime store face powders and lip rouges. Not because they can't afford to spend 10 or 100 times as much, but because they found their shades that are best suited to them.
Try these shades on, Tonto, and then I think we can get out of this box canyon.
Because when we go to Las Vegas, we assume then the postmaster, pure, well, that's got to be, they have to, the passion play. They have to have a Monet exhibit. It has to be the purest in Las Vegas. But what is the big attraction? Tits and ass. What's that? Tits and ass. That's what's that? Just tits and ass? Well, like an Apache team in between for rationalization, but basically that's what it is, man, tits and ass. Well, that's just one hotel. Give me the second biggest hotel. More tits and ass. And the third, that's it. What do you mean to tell me Life magazine is going to devote 3 full pages to tits and ass? Yes, right next to the article by Norman Vincent Peale and Billy Graham. Well, that may be all well and good, but you just can't put tits and ass up on a marquee. Why not? Why not? Because it's dirty and vulgar. That's why not. Titties are dirty and vulgar? No, it's the words, the way you relate. Are you sure it's the word, not the titty, that's dirty to you? It's the words, all right? Suppose we change the words to tuchuses and nay-nays. Well, that's a little better. That's interesting. You're not anti-Semitic idiomatic, you're anti-Anglo-Saxon idiomatic. So why don't we change it, very austere, Latin. Gluteus maximus, pectoralis majors. Act about the cleanest. Clean to you, but dirty to the Latins. Or just code it and put TNA up there, man. Well, you can't put tits and ass up on RKM. Give us all right, something contemporary that's been done before then. That'll be clean, though. Okay, La Nouvelle Vague, La Parisienne, Follet. Oh, good, French tits and ass, that's art, and I'll buy that. That's cool, okay. That's not dirty, it's not vulgar anymore. And then I'll have what is contemporary today in a lot of Japanese nude shows. Now to absolve everyone politically and spiritually, because who but a dirty Jap would shut her ass? We'll get the Norman Luboff Choir to sing Remember Pearl Harbor. Miss America, And then I'll just on and on and have what is right today in Las Vegas, Sahara. The most American girls in the world. American tits and ass. Grandma Moses tits and Norman Rockwell's ass. And soon they'll just have a big nipple up on the marquee, man. Be a nipple missile and Harpo Marx will play it.
Hey, how about Harry Reid? I thought Harry Reid was a really smart guy, and he has been a very powerful majority leader. But did you see the fact that he came out, what, day before yesterday saying, end prostitution in Nevada? Now, I agree. I think, you know, I'm not fond of prostitution. I don't think it should be criminalized. But he wants to criminalize it because he said it's bad for the image of the state. And it keeps respectable business out of Nevada. Business to do what? The places like Afghanistan.
Yeah.
All there is deserts and slot machines and whorehouses. It's all they got. And military bases.
Lots of military bases.
And lots of whores and lots of slot machines.
There's got to be there has to be a state where it's all legal.
Well, that's...
You know, and that's Nevada. I mean, what?
People
what
are not,
has he got without it?
But people aren't going to take a plane from like Tampa to get laid legally in Nevada. Or maybe they do. Maybe they do. Maybe lots of people do.
Yeah, well, but you can go now you can gamble any place.
That's
so
true. But you can't get laid legally every place.
Not every place.
No, you can't.
Not every place.
Where? Except Nevada.
What a ghastly idea. Drive out in the desert as some... thing.
To the Bunny Mustang Ranch.
You're that desperate, you know.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Really so he, sad. But that's Harry's big move for his state, huh?
Well, when I was walking, I did a gig in, it was many years ago, it was about 5 or 6 years ago, I did a gig in Las Vegas, and I'm walking down the strip, and this guy's saying, two girls, $100. And I said, I turned to him and I looked at him. Nobody makes eye contact with these guys. You know, I said, what's the other girl for? Does she take notes? And the guy looks at me for a second, blinks and says, two girls, $100. I mean, that's just so degrading.
Take notes. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's maybe the other girl is studying for her, you know, sociology.
They're all studying, you know, to go to college. I'm not a whore. I'm not on the pole. I'm just earning enough money to go to business school so I can open another Bunny Mustang Ranch somewhere and know what I'm doing.
Yeah, get that MBA. Yeah. Get that MBA.
I don't know. It's really hard to tell what the hell is going on, Dave.